Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast, is sponsored by fine people like Jill Chenault.
This is Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast. Sea of Dreams, The Idol Race. What's that song all about?
Sea of Dreams was the second track on the second Idol Race album, released in September 1969. In issue number 7 of ELO fanzine Face the Music in 1990, Jill wrote,
"A predominant acoustic guitar strings along a tale of yet another lonely girl who, in her dreams, falls in love with a sailor, then mysteriously snuffs it, passes on, kicks the bucket, goes to meet her maker. In her sleep, weird. Very weird. A long outro battle follows between vocal oohs, ahs, and guitars, and we're all left wondering, what really happened?"
An acetate labeled Hello Mr. Crow, backed with Little Girl, sold in Japan for 35,000 yen, which is around 200 American dollars. Little Girl was a rough mix of Sea of Dreams.
The sea was angry that day, my friends.
I'm Eric Paul Johnson.
And I'm Eric Winsenson.
And this time we are adrift on a sea of dreams.
Oh, that's so nice. I wonder if I can drink a dream. I know I could dream a little dream of someone.
I mean, you can juice pretty much anything, so.
Oh, that's true.
As far as a person goes, because there are some dreamy people.
Yeah, I was about to say, I think I better not try to snatch another infant.
You got away with it once. I don't know if you want to tempt fate again.
I gave it back. It made noise.
They do that. And people get so upset when you take them, even if you give them back. Look, I don't want this. This thing makes a lot of noise. There's stuff coming out of it everywhere, and it's gross stuff. You take it back.
Yeah. It doesn't use the toilet. Why can't it use the toilet yet?
Yeah. And instead of being, oh, thank you very much for returning our baby, they tackle you to the ground. Someone calls the cops. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of questions.
Back to the story.
Y'all remember a few weeks ago when we covered Reminds Me of You?
Yeah, don't remind me.
And I said, oh, I can't wait to cover this week's song because the B-side of Come With Me, this is going to be great. And then Eric says, wait a minute, is it Reminds Me of You, the B-side? Right, so we'll have to put this song off until we get to it. That was this song. This is that song that, well, I was all geared up to talk about. Well, now I can talk about it. Sea of Dreams is so dreamy. Oh, I didn't mean to make a stupid pun. God, donuts.
Ugh, lousy pun.
I love this song. As soon as it started up, I love that echoey guitar that they had going on. And then they bring in that guitar solo riff going over that. And that was great. And then Jeff starts singing. And he's got such a wonderful voice. And it's a simple bass drum doing a light beat through it. And the whole song was so sweet. I loved it. Oh, this was so great. And like most sweet songs, it's really great until you look up the lyrics. And then it's a sweet-sounding song with a very sad story of a sickly girl who dreams of a world where she's not so weak and frail. And at the end of the song, she dies. Abruptly. It's not like it comes up like, oh, this isn't going to look good for the girl. But in that last line, that's when Jeff says,
Oh, wait, no. That.
Yeah.
That would not have been... That would have been a move song.
Yeah.
Anyway, yes. Go ahead.
Jeff says, she closed her eyes and met her maker.
She closed her eyes and met her maker.
And then it goes into that minute and a half slow part of the song. I love it. It's wonderful. If I picked up this album and I'm two songs in, this album is a winner for me so far. Until we get to track four, which is reminds me of you.
Yeah. This got me from the beginning because, yeah, that nice acoustic guitar throughout that's multi-tracked, and then all of a sudden you get Jeff's slide guitar come right in there, I think in the right speaker. And then his vocals start, and it's a song that you would expect to have, if you're going to put the word dream in it, it's the sound of a song that you would expect that the word dream is in it. It's very light, airy, and yeah, it kind of just drifts on.
Well, now that you bring it up, the acoustic guitar in this song does remind me of the acoustic guitar in One Summer Dream.
For the most part, I liked it, and I'm looking forward to hearing it on the actual album, though. Because I don't know if it's YouTube, or whoever ripped it to YouTube didn't do it right, but boy does the thing sound muddy. It just sounds like it's all mush altogether. I mean, you get all these great elements, you got these great lyrics, and you got a great vocal performance from Jeff, and at least on YouTube it sounds whoa, 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 whoa. It's all blended, and it's not really audible. Even his voice seems not to be audible on there.
You must have heard.
Yeah, that's what I'm wondering is if, because I don't think that was how the thing was recorded.
I got mine that I ripped from that Ida Ray CD that Joe Chenault gave me. And one of the things I do love about it is how crisp that acoustic guitar is. And I think it might be slightly out of phase to give it that dreamy sound that I like. And I can understand Jeff, and compared to some of the other Ida Ray songs from the last album, which did sound muddy, well, a lot of that album sounded like somebody put a towel over all the microphones before they started recording. But this one, it sounded clear.
Yeah, this one, it had kind of like a break in the beginning where somebody didn't record it right, or there was a CD skip or something like that, so...
Yeah, you must have heard
that. That's not a criticism of the song at all. I just want to remind people, don't always just do a snap judgment because of something that got loaded up on YouTube, because some people don't know what the hell they're doing. I don't know how you can screw it up. You just rip the song, load the song. You don't do anything with the song. You don't do any manipulation at all. You just rip it, load it. Rip it, load it. Put a picture up. That's all you do. There's no skill to it. I do it all the time when there's stuff that I want people to hear that's not on YouTube yet.
Here's the thing. People are impatient. I hear it in YouTube. I hear it in podcasts. I even hear it in professional podcasts where they just record the show. We're done. Load it. There was an episode of a Star Trek podcast that goes into the behind-the-scenes documents, which at the moment I cannot remember, even though I listen to it every week for years. And they did one about Star Trek IV. And the host says, okay, now, here we go. I'm going to ask a question to my guest about Star Trek IV. And then there's 5 minutes of dead silence.
Ooh.
Yeah. Dr. Demento, who's still making new shows, there are times where he will flub a line and say it again correctly, but that's not cut out. Sometimes entire segments have been repeated. And if you're going to put something out there for people to hear, check first. When I finish an episode, I listen to it. Is everything in its place where it should be? Okay, good. And if not, well, damn it. Now I got to go fix that. But I'm not going to put out a subpar. And it's people who load stuff on YouTube. Sometimes they just want to, whoop, there. I just want to put this out there. Without even checking first to see if, does my CD skip that I pulled this from? Fortunately, it is on Apple Music. All the Ida Ray is.
Good. So I'm not going to say anything bad about this song at all for the most part. I liked it as soon as that slide guitar came in. He had me at that. Even before the lyrics started, he had me at the slide guitar.
Oh, he had me at that before the slide guitar got in. Just to hear the way that electric guitar was echoing, I thought, oh man, that's so cool. And then Jeff Lynne does his George Harrison style lead guitar playing anyway. There's not a bit of information that has, I don't know what to believe again this time about the Ida Ray. Jeff Lynne Database says this album came out in June 69. Wikipedia says September 69. And I can't seem to find which one is right. So if anybody knows, please tell me it's September, because it's going to throw off my OCD of doing things in order if it came out in June.
November 1969.
Well, there you go. Now we got three different dates.
That's on Rate Your Music is November 1969. That's specifically for the UK version.
Well, there you go. I was 3 to 6 months old at the time, so I can't tell you, oh yeah, I remember when that Idle Race album came out.
Yeah, and there was no US version, it looks like, so
this
doesn't say on there.
America got screwed. I think that was all I had to say about the song. It's a dreamy, sweet song with a very sad story.
And it is a very good song, and once again, if you're listening on YouTube, don't always assume that's what the song sounds like.
Or just put a sub-microscopic effort into your work and listen to what you're about to upload before you put it up there.
Exactly, which I think he might be criticizing my new YouTube show.
So far, I've only seen the one episode. I haven't had the chance to see the second one.
Second one's better.
Okay, well, like most things, you get better the more you do it.
Quit playing with your dinghy!
Got something to say about Sea of Dreams? Then call the telephone line voicemail.
623-850-3375. Call now!
Somewhere beyond the sea.
Clearly, we all love the Electric Light Orchestra. Otherwise, you wouldn't be listening to this podcast, and I wouldn't be doing it for, I don't know, 6 or 7 years for only $20 a month. But with over 200 songs in the Electric Light Orchestra catalog, not everything can be gold. So, what ELO songs do hardcore fans think are the worst? We find out in the sporadically reoccurring segment, Fault Line. Tony says, "Send it." I get what he was trying to do by combining synths with rockabilly rhythm section, but it ended up sounding like the Stray Cats meets Mario Brothers.
Hello, Dad. This is Dr. Troy calling with my thoughts on Sea of Dreams. Yeah, I like this song. I kind of get a Beach Boys vibe from it. I've always wondered, in fact, what if Jeff Lynne had produced the Beach Boys? What they could have done, I don't know. I also get a Jimmy Buffett vibe from it, but I don't think Jeff Lynne and Jimmy Buffett would have been a good match in terms of production. But you know, the song that this really reminds me of is An American Dream by the Dirt Band from 1980. It kind of has that feel to it. It's a much better song than the Dirt Band song, but it does remind me of it. And in addition to the melody, I love the harmonies. Once again, the Idle Race come through with terrific harmonies. And I can also hear the seeds of ELO in this song, as it were. I think this would have been a great song for ELO, maybe for the Face of the Music album or Out of the Blue. Of course, it would have made a great Jeff Lynne solo song, and I have to admit, I think it would have been a great song for the Traveling Wilburys. And maybe there's still time. As I've said before, maybe in time for Volume 5, Jeff? I'll talk to you next week.
Voila, an American dream.
Face the Music, a pre-ELO song-by-song podcast, is a production of Radio Trolla Entertainment Assorted Deli Meats Amalgamated. You can contact us by voicemail at 623-850-3375 or email us at eloftmpodcast@gmail.com and we'll read and reply to it on the show. Keep up to date by joining our Facebook group and spread the word by sharing the link or giving us a quick rating on iTunes. Subscribe to our YouTube page, the Electric Light Orchestra Podcast Channel, to hear other goodies. You can financially support the podcast at patreon.com/elopod or PayPal using the podcast's email address, or send a check or money order to P.O. Box 1932, Superior, Arizona 85173. Next week, going home.
rip it, load it, rip it, load it.